This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
God has an expectation. God has a plan to see His expectation met. But a generation must come in alignment. And we say yes to Jesus. Ibarasia tabo meka baba kamande kaida tos. We will hold nothing, Jesus. You want a generation? We offer you one. Let the waitings come to an end.
O God of creation. Just once.
Life erects our noble cause.
Guide our leaders.
Guide our leaders right.
Help the youth.
Help the youth the truth to know.
In love.
To grow and live in just and true. Reluctant as our day to build a nation where peace and justice shall.
That I'll be doing a disservice to our technical and sound team if I do not ask that the Lord will bless them. Our electrical system was assaulted about 30 minutes into this meeting. That's why our fans cannot come on. And I think, NEPA has gone off now. So they had to reroute cables. That's why we have light. That's why we have sound. Can we pray in 2 minutes that the Lord will bless them? Pray. At a point in this service, I believe that the one who heads that technical team is ripe for a congregational blessing. I will call him forward and we will take our time to pray for Jerry. When it was time to go for youth service, his burden to remain in Oyo State and around Ogbomoso was because he told me that he felt that he was a part of the house and he must keep laboring. That offering has come before God. But for this moment, I want us to pray for everyone who made it possible for us to be heard and to be seen. Their ingenuity has helped to aid our progressions in this service, and we are asking for a blessing that the hand of the Lord will rest upon them, and from this moment they will come into another layer of the goodness of God. Their ingenuity has produced what we thought was impossible. The assault could not materialize. We decree that if there is any hand lifted against them, we neutralize its effect. Amamokishila kastuva tatabobia rakosa eshila toka barave infabiva natabo vavasa telosa. Let help come. Let help come. Let help come. Sudden help. Sudden help. Undeserved help. In the name of Jesus. I want to celebrate all of you for this feat. When Oriyomi called my line, no, I just said, if you thought something, it will touch you. Abi. And so, I told my wife, we have started touching things. It's day 15. If I keep slapping you for 15 days and you don't respond, is that the slap is weak or they're already dead? But by the wisdom of God, they have neutralized the effect. We had power yesterday night. We didn't have issues. And well, based on my engineering knowledge, and they claim that the cables are wrong. But when we switched on to the public power supply, the light still came up. So we'll sort it. So please bear with us. I know the room might be a little bit hot, but we bless God for the weather. It's slightly on the cold side. Am I right? Am I the only one feeling that way? Every other person is feeling hot. Ah. Okay. May you not be hot when everybody's cold. All right, so quickly I would the subject for the day is the speakings of the serpent. However, I want to speak for about 40 minutes on the subject, the art of making prayers. The art of making prayers. Thank you, Jesus. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession and giving of thanks be made for all men. Be made. Paul, in writing to his son Timothy, was bringing instruction along the lines of praying. And so it would not have been inappropriate if his communication to his son Timothy ended here with "be prayed for all saints," because we pray supplication, we pray petitions, we pray intercessions. There are kinds of prayer, but he said be made. There's another portion of scripture that I will want us to read from. That should be in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was. Now I know that somebody is saying, "Abi, they are just playing around English." Well, in my following scriptures, I have become much of a student of what is written. I believe that every comma in scripture was inspired, because if you move around punctuation marks, you can change the sense of scriptures. I believe that every word was specially chosen, else the book will not be termed perfect. So the Bible could have said, give me back the portion of scripture. The Bible could have said, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was prayed without ceasing. You know, a verse of scripture actually says pray without ceasing, but the Bible said that prayer was made. It is suggestive, therefore, to say that if all we know about prayer is praying prayer, then it means we have not fully unlocked prayer. The Bible says on these two occasions that prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And maybe one of these days we will sit around the process line for prayer. Because the Bible said the prayer was made of the church. It means the church was the source of prayer. It was not unto the problem. It was unto God. But it was for him. Are you getting me? So it means that in this process line of prayer, there were three different entities. There were three different departments. It gives us a picture of how intercession happens. That in intercession, there is an intercessor. and prayer must emerge from the intercessor. But the prayer must not be to the person. It must not be to the devil. It must be unto God, but it must also be for another person. That's a good line to define what intercessory prayer is. It is prayer from a man unto, or of a man, that's out of a man, unto God for another. That's intercession. We know the feedback. An angel was deployed, and then the man walked cheaply out of prison. As we pray, may our nation also lose its bondage. May Nigeria be free. Okay. So, let me begin this way. Now, securing of cities, which is, or territories, nations, will require a departure from the conventional paths of prayer. I was sharing in the morning how that along the different expressions of prayer, there are general laws and there are specific laws of prayer. So that if you grew up in a church that was essentially a give me, let me go kind of church, when you hear the call to intercession, you will need to learn the laws of intercession. So people grew up in the churches of say it and get it, say it, get it, say it, get it. When that person is suddenly plunged into the pool of intercession, he will not understand that in intercession a man must be importunate. When that man comes into a plane of supplication, he must be importunate. He must stay until God answers. Say he can get it, doesn't need to. You just run into the building and say, I want a car, I want a house, I want money. This night, this is what I want to hit, and it is done. He runs. So when our assignment or our labor has to do with securing territories, securing nations, maybe families, and for as many whom the Lord has begun to burden for campuses, the call has been coming again and again, we will need to depart from the conventional paths of prayer, and we will need to find those ancient paths and walk in them. Jeremiah 6:16 gives us some bit of wisdom. What does the Bible say? Jeremiah 6:16. Help me. I still have a long way to go. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and observe, and ask for the old paths. It is instructive to say, or instructing to say, that whatever path you are walking on now was preceded by other paths. Every generation is gifted the privilege of novel, new paths, and ancient ones. And John, when you have tried to walk your path and it's not working, you will need to stand and observe, and then you will need to ask. Sometimes the observation is not physical. I mean, it's not environmental. Some of your observations can be in books. How did men secure cities? Because where we have found ourselves is not the first place. Nigeria is not the first nation that we need to pray its way out of trouble. We are not going to be the first generation that will be engaged in praying for our nation. As a matter of fact, many moves in darkness to wipe out our nation have been aborted by prayer. And if we had time, I would have given us, in my little life, at least I've been following people praying. One of those strong men that have been deployed by God to ensure that our nation is not lacking prayer. One of them was our past president. That's the retired General Gowon. For many years, he has carried that flag around. After a while, I think Professor Jerry Gana joined the move too. But the powerhouse of that move lives in Ibadan. Reverend Moses Aronsiola, that's of Getsman Ministries. That's where prayer is a portal. I've shared here that I went to preach in the lorry one of those days, and my host told me to follow one brother home to go and sleep. So I entered my room, and they gave me food. It was in a plastic container. Those four corner plastic containers. But I couldn't eat for a long time. I felt like a tug towards prayer. So I prayed. Maybe an hour plus. I wanted to eat. It was like that. Apostle Edu's utterance was disturbing my. He said, put it down, pray. What is happening in this house? So I went to my host and said, sorry, sir. Whose house is this house? He said, this is Reverend Moses Arosiola's house. Ah, no wonder. I can't sleep on the bed. The walls in that house are baked in prayers. Are baked in prayers. Just in the lorry there. Lorry there. My God wants to help you sometimes. He takes you on a voyage. I know, John, you'll have been angry. That no, I want to sleep inside Peace Hotel. I don't want. They don't value my anointing. Sometimes God sent you on those journeys because He wants to help your anointing. May you be helped in that day. May you not have money to go and lodge yourself in another place. And that's what some people do. They just carry money and go to another place and say, "Kilo Sheinga, I have money to lodge myself." May you be humble. So we are not the first in modern day Nigeria to be summoned to pray for our nation. I know there are many other fathers, but at least these are some that I've had the privilege of interfacing with closely. Much of my knowledge about the mystery of altars was from a book that was written by Reverend Moses Arosiola on altars. On altars. I had to take a voyage to Getman Prayer Ministries. I think that's in around LA side in Ibadan. They have a tall prayer mountain there that has like seven different labels. And what I was told was that each of them has been, men have labored to host different dimensions of God, different dimensions of divine interventions in each of the floors. So there's a floor where people who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb go to pray in. The reality is already in the room, because some people have downloaded it. Those who are struggling with ministry, there's a place they go. Those who are up against the assault of darkness, trusting God for deliverance, maybe in business or in life or family life, there's a room they go to, because certain men have labored to host God permanently on those floors. Awesome. Maybe when God gives me room to go to church, I want to visit Prophet Isa El Buba. That's another strong intercessor. He also has a prayer tower. Their church is called the Ebomi Temple. There are many sites. Southwest does not lack the abundance of warriors who have been praying. So we have not been called to do anything new. However, every generation is assigned a day of manifestation. And my cry to God, that in this day, which is our day, it will not be found wanting. David fought, and his generation was allocated a giant by the name Goliath. He fell his giant. But because of the longevity of life, he rose in the future to fight another giant. And this time that giant was going to waste him. Another generation of warriors had risen from Adullam who had the capacity to take out the giant. So they advised him, "You are old, but you are also the light of Israel. Don't fight again. Stand aside." They took on the giant, brought him down. Many of our fathers are alive to be the lights of our nation. And if we expose them to the enemy's assault in this day, in their death, our nation will begin to experience darkness. What God is saying to the upcoming generation is that we must grow up. Come into responsibility. That's what I mean by growing up in this vein. Come into responsibility so that they can give us light. And in their light, we can win battles. Are you with me? That's the way it should be. And even if darkness falls, because you're around, we can still see. And we can win. We will not fail in Jesus' name. So, when the battle goes territorial, the laws of prayer engagement shift, and we have to go from conventional paths to uncommon paths. It is also exciting to know that God has prepared for this day. And so beyond that which we have known as the paths of prayer, there are other paths which may be hidden from plain sight that God seeks to unlock in this day. So the one who wants to operate expressly as God's battle axe must subscribe to spiritual education to know what is available, so that we can deploy those things for conquest. I keep saying all the time that if you look through Hebrews chapter 11, you will find out that Samuel was smuggled in the middle of warriors. He was not once skilled in the usage of the sword. He was not once skilled in the usage of a spear. He was not an armor wearer. But what men could do with swords, he could outdo them with a sacrifice. That's where we studied when we're praying during the week. The Bible said he took a suckling lamb. He understood the weight of innocent blood. And when he offered it, God's response was thundering. If you swipe your sword, the only thing your sword can do is to deliver a blow. But he understood that there were some things that at the gates of the gate of thunder can only be opened by innocent blood, and he knew when to shed it, and God responded. We need sound priests who understand what song to sing in the day that we desire God to come, and if they get their songs right, we will come into our victories with ease. We need to know praying men who know what verse of scripture to deploy when the jungle matures. We need prophets who know how to ascend into God and download utterances, so that when they speak, there'll be victory in the land. We also need wasting men like Moses, who in a day of battle know that their place is not in the war front, that their place is on the mountain. And no matter how weary they are, they will seek systems by which their hands can be up. Are you getting me? There is so much that we have not been exposed to. That's why people pray over situations and say God is not answering. Many times it's not a time problem, it's a tool problem. Can you use your teeth to open a bottle of water? You're trying with your hand and the bottle of water is hard. Can you use your teeth? You can grab it and just roll it, right? It works. How many of you have tried it before? Okay. Since it works for a bottle of water, can it work for the boats on a vehicle tire? By the time it works, you will have lost the tips of your... You will have had a permanent hole in your teeth. I know that you can manage using your teeth to open Coke bottle. You have done it before. How many of you have used teeth to open a wine bottle? I don't mean all this wine that... You know, when wine is colored, I fear. When wine is green, it's yellow. I fear. He said, and they just write one name on it. I used to fear. Have you used your wine to, your teeth to remove the wine cup before? You just grabbed it. There are two possibilities. One is that it doesn't open, and that's messy. If it opens and it's correct wine, it means it will crack open the front of your teeth. We will think that you are a smoker. You need a different tool to open the wine bottle. I used to think that was a knife issue until I found that there was a wine, I don't know what they call it. You just fix the head and then you twist and pull it up. And it's cheap. If the right tools are not in place, then it means that labor will be much. Also, if the right tool has not been sharpened, a man will labor more than he's supposed to labor. Are you getting my point? Can you whisper to your neighbor, be educated? We don't master prayer by praying. There is a twofold supply that brings men to the mastery of prayer. It is the supply of the Spirit, which is supplied in the act of prayer, and the education of prayer. Prayer came with a manual from heaven, and the one who wants to master it must find the manual. You must go through scriptures, and you must study men who are broken through in that aspect. Let nobody say that he cannot learn from anybody. There are things that God will not reteach when you are praying, because other people have downloaded that knowledge. So you need to study them. People like Ian Bounds, that's people like Lester Sumrall, like the prof from Cameroon, that's Zacharias Tanifonun. There are men who have written well on prayer. Please study. I'm saying this because you don't know where God will be sending you to. Now it looks as if we are safe in our company. It's possible that you may be a sergeant in this company, and it's not a bad place to be, or a recruit. But your deployment might move you into field marshal position immediately. That you are the only one in that new land that can push prayer. There will be no place to hide. So study. Okay. So we can move fast now, having laid that foundation. Now we stand in a season in our nation, one in which the Church of Jesus Christ must rise in prayers, or we will live our lives to see our territory and our nation subdued under the influence of strangeness. The church must give in this season. The church must win souls in this season. But in addition to all of those responsibilities, the church must pray in this season, especially in Nigeria. If we don't want to scare people, we tell people, oh, it's a good year. It's a good year. But prayer is designed to make it so. Are you with me? I shared this morning, or maybe it was at home in the afternoon, my spiritual son from the army was around, Oriomi's son. They had to go back quickly. That the months of August and September are good months, but they are prayer months. What did I call them? They are good months. It means that they are designed to deliver a lot of benefits. So don't be afraid. But they are prayer months. But we need to midwife the goodness of God and use it to superimpose the desires of the enemy. Spiritual intel has revealed that the enemy has plans, and that the plans of the enemy in wasting lives are designed to come to a head in August, that's starting from tomorrow, and to the end of September. We are not afraid. So this annunciation is not designed to deliver fear, rather it's supposed to bring us into a place of responsibility. If God invites you to pray, it is because he knows that partnership can change things. Are you with me? The invitation to prayer comes with the notion that our prayer can shift things. The end of prayer is not prayer. That God says, come and pray. And when you are prayed, you say, okay, thank you that I prayed. No. It's because there is there is designated in God controllership over territories. And so God will need to secure the fellowship of the ones to whom earth has been given in bringing his interventions. Heaven, even the heavens belong to the Lord. The earth has he assigned unto the children of men. So the children of men must cry. That's how they pay partnership. And then God intervenes. God has an expectation. God has a plan
to see his expectation met, but a generation must come in alignment. And we say yes to Jesus. Ibarasia tabo meka baba kamande kaida tos. We withhold nothing, Jesus. You want a generation, we offer you on. Let the waitings come to an end.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.